Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I know some people get nervous, they get embarrassed, but I'm hoping that this is kind of a vengeful thing, that men and women will call in and you will share all the juicy details. And if you want to be anonymous, you certainly can be. 833-563-2539. How did you bust them cheating? And I'm really looking into, especially with this story, more of the like technology busted them.
Yeah, like unique ways.
Not like, oh, I walked home and they were in the bedroom. That's like the traditional old school way of busting somebody.
I mean, I kind of want to hear that too, if you literally walked in on it happening.
That would be cool. We will take that. But how about this? This woman busted her man cheating because of Fitbit. Jane Slater, she's a correspondent with the NFL, shared a personal story on Twitter, I think it was last week, kind of in the middle of this whole Peloton commercial backlash. She said that she loved the Fitbit her former boyfriend once gave her, but the gift actually backfired in a big way. She and her ex would motivate each other, and I guess they would check each other's workouts, they would check their steps, everything. It's like, oh, good job, babe. It's like, oh, I got an extra mile in, or I burn more calories than you. So they try to one-up each other and stay healthy. She then noticed something a little, well, unusual. There was a bump in his heart rate in the middle of the night.
Or
early morning, about 4 a.m. She explained, an ex-boyfriend once got me a Fitbit for Christmas. I loved it. We synced up. We motivated each other. It was great. Until he was unaccounted for at 4 a.m. and his physical activity levels were spiked on the app. Wish this wasn't a real story, but it is. And then she followed up in another tweet. She clarified, spoiler alert, he was not enrolled in an Orange Theory class at 4 a.m.
Busted.
833-563-2539. If you need to be anonymous, we can make that happen too. How did you bust somebody cheating? Like nowadays, I'm wondering if anybody has a Ring story, because I just got a Ring, like one of those video doorbells, and every time there's motion, it records like 30 seconds. It can even like record cars parked out in front, depending, because I'm still working on getting the sensor right.
And I feel like a lot of it'll be through the phone, like find my phone, location, something like that. Of course, text messages, the old school way.
I didn't even think about find my iPhone. They could track you down right to the hotel room you're in with that hussy. Let's go to Summer this morning. Hey, Summer, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What's going on?
Hi. So, yeah, I actually found out I was being cheated on. My ex was sleeping on my living room floor. He passed out. His phone dinged, and I, went to grab it to put it on the charger. And I looked down, and it was like, hey, it's Scooby. And I was like, that's kind of weird. Who would Scooby be? So I looked in the messages, and I had saw really provocative photos of this girl, and I read through some of them, and I found out he was driving my car every morning to her house and cheating like that. So
no, Scooby was skanky.
Oh no! Scooby Dooby Doo.
Why?
Where are you?
Did you actually go up to the house like, hey, yo, Scooby? Or did you
Scoops.
Did you do a confrontation?
I could have, because she did, because it was literally right around from my apartment. I could have, but I don't know. I had a kid, so I wasn't trying to go to jail.
Of course.
But I kicked him out of my house, though, so.
So did he stop taking the Scooby snacks?
Oh, no. After I kicked him out, he actually ended up with Scooby. So there we go.
Boo. Oh, well, they deserve each other.
Hey, Summer, thank you for calling in to Joe and McKenzie. All right, I kind of want to get some more of these calls on the air. Do you care?
Yes.
All right, 833-563-2539. How did you bust the person cheating? This woman, she's an NFL correspondent, and she busted her boyfriend cheating because his heart rate on his Fitbit went up at 4 in the morning and he wasn't at a workout class. He was working something else. We'll talk to you next. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
She busted her boyfriend cheating because of his Fitbit. There was activity at 4 a.m. in the morning, and No, he wasn't at the gym or doing like an Orange Theory class or something.
I was really thinking about this. So do men not take off their Fitbits, or ladies, I guess, before flipping pancakes?
I pretty much take everything off when I flip pancakes. I might leave a t-shirt on so my moobs don't slap my wife in the face. But
wait, pause. You take everything off except a t-shirt.
Well, sometimes I'll keep my underwear on, like I'll just like the little hole, like the little, like, you know, a little.
What?
No, I'm kidding. No,
that's so weird.
Usually when I flip pancakes, I'm naked, totally. But I mean,
would you take your Fitbit off if you had one?
I think so. I mean, Liv brought up a moment like off air. She's like, well, maybe in the heat of the moment, like you keep it on. But I don't know. Like, I don't want to watch on me. That's just me personally. I don't want socks on when I'm doing it.
I mean, like, obviously this guy should have because he got busted. But I mean, I think it's rightedly so.
Yeah, and I guarantee it's like, oh, shouldn't have had that on. I wonder if it's the same for like an Apple Watch too. Like anything that can track your heart rate and your movement. Got to be naked, guys.
Yeah, so if you have one, we're just curious. 833-563-2539. In addition to how you caught them cheating, we want to know, do you take your device off when getting busy?
Let's go to Lauren this morning in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now. Lauren, what's your story?
So this is going to sound really stalkerish, but I'm going to go with it's good detective skills. So my fiance, I knew something was weird going on with him, and we've been together for a really long time, so I know when something is just not right. So I set screen time on his phone and turned the notifications off. So if he went on to any kind of website and then tried to clear his browser history, it still shows up on screen time, like no matter whether, they have to go in and like physically clear out their screen time, but he didn't even know it was turned on, so...
What did you find?
I think he was just on some like of those adult dating sites or something like that. So I didn't actually get to see, you know, him in the act cheating or anything like that. But you know, it'll be good skills for anybody out there that is worried about those kind of things.
So that was your fiance. Did you call off the engagement? Or are you continuing?
No, we've been engaged for a really long time. So we kind of just worked past it and. I guess we went to counseling and stuff and worked past it.
I was not expecting you to say that.
No, well, we have two children together and we've been engaged for like 7 years.
Now, do you still want to check his history? I mean, do you still have the urge once in a while just to check up?
No, not really. Now I'm just like, okay, if he wants to talk to somebody else, then maybe he'll just leave me alone for a little bit.
She's just like,
okay.
Fine.
Yeah, I know. I'm not worried about it.
Lauren, hey, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe and Mackenzie. Let's say hi to Stacy. Stacy, what's your story?
Well, mine might sound kind of stalkerish, too.
It's okay. We're not judging.
Like,
you can be a stalker. Go ahead.
Like 20 years ago, but I went to Radio Shack and got a recorder that you hook up to your phone, like your house phone, when everybody had them then.
Ooh.
And every time someone picked up the phone, it recorded their conversation.
What did you hear?
And I heard him talking with another girl, and it was somewhere along the lines where she said, I really enjoyed that kiss last night, and he said he was flattered and blah, blah, blah. I only caught him that one time, and I was going to try and catch him more, but I couldn't hold it in.
So when you confronted him, did he deny it, or did he have a choice? Did he have to fess up?
I actually confronted them both together with the recording.
Yes! Then what went down?
She lived like two houses down from us.
Aww.
So, yeah. And of course, it was, oh, we were just kidding. I was kidding is what she said, and I really wanted to take it and knock her upside the head with it, but anyways, ended up just going separate ways. And
there you go.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sorry to hear that, but Stacey, thank you for calling in and sharing that story. If you got any other ones, hey, we'd love to hear them. Why don't you tweet us? It's Joe McKenzie, and find out how did it go. And yeah, I'm kind of interested, too. Do people keep their stuff on when they're hooking up, or do they take off those watches and Fitbits?
I just love these super spy skills. I just feel like there's nothing more gratifying than busting someone in the act, especially if they're denying that they're doing it.
I love that you're like super spy skills. Like, I'm not hating, but like that's straight up stalkerish.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It is not all. Let me preface this with all women. you don't know, have super spy skills. We can like we can find anything.
I love my wife Lindsay, and I don't mean this in a bad way. I don't think she has super spy skills like to keep track of me. You're saying every woman does?
You're saying so every, you think.
I'm not saying every woman's not crazy, for sure.
That doesn't make a woman crazy. It's a woman's intuition is the most powerful thing. And if we think you're doing something shady, we will get more shady and we will find out.
You will make it happen. You will manifest it. Thank you for bringing out the truth. Hey, we have a chance for you right now to win a $100 Amazon gift card. It's DC Heroes of the Multiverse trivia. All you got to do is call us right now, and it's simple, Mackenzie. It's true or it's false.
Yeah, so you have a 50-50 shot of getting this right. It'll be the easiest, fastest $100 you'll ever make.
833-563-2539. Your chance to play. It's 833-563-2539.